Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, the Snyder Cut happened. After slogging through all 4 hours, okay, yeah, it's better than the theatrical release. Not perfect, but improved. Kind of like this generation's extended edition of 84 Dune. More sensical than the theatrical release, but still not the source material by a large margin. And honestly, it still bothers me. In its effort to be gritty, I feel like it got lost in the kaboom of it all, and that never sits well with me. Take, for example, the initial scene with Wonder Woman. And no, you don't get a spoiler alert, this scene has been out since 2017. By the time we get to the point of her clanging her bracers together, she's proven she's fast enough to block bullets coming out of a fully automatic gun. She's fully capable of using that same speed to disarm the bad guy while he's reloading. Instead, she goes for the more cinematic move of creating a mini explosion that damages the building, possibly the police and their cars below. And yeah, she takes out the criminal, but do you really think the people behind her were safe from that same blast? And it's never really mentioned again in the entire movie. There are no consequences for the extreme and unnecessary damage to people and property. And the thing is, I don't believe she, as a character, would fail to think about that. It seems like the only reason for the explosion is that Zack Snyder wanted to have an explosion on film. And that's the problem. Proverbs 27:20 states death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. In short, we have an addiction to kaboom that we really need to kick. It's the same addiction that leads us to consume reality TV and take extreme stances against our neighbor. Am I saying we should stop having explosions and battles and anything that makes a movie more than PG in our media? No, absolutely not. The fallen human experience is full of these things, and we shouldn't just hide from them until they go away. But we also shouldn't idolize it. We shouldn't be having explosions for the sake of seeing explosions. And yes, there should be consequences for unnecessary collateral damage. Nor should we seek death or violence on others. The world's weapons were rendered powerless on the cross. We shouldn't use them to advance our causes as Christians. Otherwise, Lex Luthor's argument about the heroes being as bad as the villains is right. And I don't know about you, but I really don't want Lex to be right. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.